I'd like to show you just how easy it is for anyone to make colorful prints with the Print Goko set. It's easy and fun. Just follow these four basic steps. First, let's make an original. You can make originals in three ways. Write with a Riso pen, cut out from the Print Goko original designs and paste the clip art on paper. And use materials copied on a plain paper photocopy machine. Print Goko is a thermal system which requires black-colored, carbon-contained originals. Text or drawings done with the Riso pen, along with cutouts that contain carbon ink, such as India ink, can be used as is to make a master. Any materials without carbon cannot be used directly. However, almost any text or graphic can be used in your original if you photocopy them first on a photocopier like Xerox, because it prints with carbon. That way you can use felt pens, ballpoint or fountain pens, pencils, crayons, etc. Anything that photocopies well can be used. Photos, instant lettering, try them out. Let's make an original by combining handwriting with cutout illustrations. Do not use glossy or enamel paper for originals. When you cut out an illustration, be sure to leave a little extra around the edges. Let me give you a couple of hints on how to paste up your cutouts. Use glue stick to dab one or two areas behind the blank parts of the picture. I don't recommend liquid type glue because it can get the original wet and dirty. When using cellophane tape, secure only one or two places on the blank edges of the picture. Be careful not to tape over written or drawn areas. Now I'll write thank you with the Riso pen, Print Goko's carbon pen. There, the original looks pretty good. It'll look even better in color. Remember, when non-carbon materials are used on the original, please copy them with a plain paper copier. The second step is making a master. Place a blank piece of paper on the pad. After that, place your original over the blank paper, face up. Now let's get the master ready. Insert the master's tab into the holder with a transparent film side facing the glass. When your original is from a photocopier, like Xerox, be sure to sandwich the special blue filter with the master. Then insert the tabs of both the master and filter into the holder. Lower the handle and frame the original through the stage glass. Insert two of the Print Goco lamp bulbs into the lamp housing. Secure the bulbs well by pushing them into the holes firmly, then give them half a twist. Slide the lamp housing into the main body of the Print Goco. Be sure to line up the arrow marked side of the lamp housing with the arrow on the main body. We're ready to make the master. It'll be ready in a flash. Press the handle down strongly and... The bulbs are still very hot, so don't touch them right after the flash. Remove the lamp housing like this and set it aside until the bulbs cool off. Lift the handle. If the master is made properly, the original should be stuck on the master. Don't remove the original just yet.